So in case you ever wondered, how do the gurus become the gurus? Just in case you ever wondered, how do the gurus become the gurus? It's through the language. Over there in India, Sanskrit. It's the language. It's very rare that a mathematician becomes a guru, but a mathematician can see that this place is a simulation, but then it takes a while before them to realize that there's other ways to see see the unseen besides just math, you know. But the way that the gurus see the high level secrets is through the language, the Sanskrit. And you can also do it through the Phoenician script, because both of those are root languages. If you go back to the root, you can see. If you go back to source, you can see source. I know it's hard to understand. It took me a long time to decipher what was going on. There's a lot of policemen out on the streets these days, in case you didn't notice. I'm on the highway and I'm noticing police out all over the place these days for some reason. So it's hard for an English speaker to understand what I'm saying, because we've disconnected our letters and our phonics back away from the symbols. If you were speaking Mandarin Chinese or Japanese, each symbol represents something else. Like if you look at the Chinese symbol for man, it looks like a man walking. But when you look at the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, you don't see anything but the letters. But every letter has a deeper meaning. The letter Z is a boomerang. It's a weapon. The letter Z means weapon. The letter B is beta, house, alphabet, bait. Bet. Alphabet. The letter B means house. Alphabet. Blood house. A goes back to the blood. It's hard to see. It took me a while to get it, but the way you can see it is every baby that comes out of the womb, the letter M is water, right? And so the baby comes out and says, Ma, Mama. And you don't just, whenever you're going back to source, you don't just look at what the baby says coming out of the womb. You look at all the different places where it fits. The letter A goes back to color red, and it goes back to the blood. Goes back to cardinal. A cardinal bird is red. The cardinal pope wears red, I think. I'm pretty sure. So when you look at life from a holographic projection, in other words, when you're looking at it, when you take any object, whether it's a letter, a shape, a symbol, or anything, and you look at it from 10 different perspectives, you're going to see a common denominator, and that common denominator is the root of that word. Who is so the letter A would be represent the number one, right? The letter G is number seven. Who is the one? Neo. What did Neo have to do? He had to die, raise again, to beat Agent Smith. Jesus went to the cross, rose again. He beat the devil. Agent Smith represents the devil making copies of himself. And notice how Agent Smith would jump in somebody like a devil jumping in a person, a demon jumping in a person, taking them over. If you're born again, you can't be possessed by the devil. The only thing you can be is obsessed as a proxy war. You should never obsess over anything or anybody. And if you do fall into that, know that it's not going to last for long, because God's not going to let that happen. God will not let that happen. Now the unsaved might obsess over somebody or something, or some job or some place or thing or some object or whatever. But when you really see that it's all, everything in front of you is a derivative to derive from the unseen, it all makes sense that these are all objects. And the word object means to against, throw. OB means against. J-E-C-T, throw, against, throw. Against, throw. So now let me say it faster. So the alphabet has a deeper meaning. And if you go back to the deepest meaning, you go back to source. And then you meditate on the different letters, shapes, combination of letters, the words, and you look back at the etymology of the word. The etymology just means going back to source. And so you take a word back to its source, or you take a symbol, like the Chinese symbol, back to its source, or the Sanskrit back to its source meaning. And then you start to see a pattern, and you start to put all the puzzle pieces together, and over a period of the years, you start to see, it's all a big puzzle, and it's all a big maze and matrix. And when God created the language, it has deeper meaning. Every word has a deeper meaning. Every symbol, shape, letter, everything has a deeper meaning. Body language, you see somebody just going about their business, well, their body language reveals what they are, reveals what they're thinking, reveals a word. Even body language is a word. And you can always tell, when somebody's frustrated or upset or been out of shape about something, because it shows on their body language. Mad, angry, disappointed. Their body language reveals that. The way they stand, the way they walk, the way they, even their voice. You can actually talk to somebody on the phone and tell if they're happy or sad or whatever, quiet, whatever. Lady beside me, I just pulled up to the subway. She's taking some kind of medicine. And the way she was acting, you can tell she was having a hard time swallowing it. That's a trip. I spent 2 years studying body language, 2 or 3 years. And once you really study body language, you can look at the way people's feet point and all kinds of stuff. And it's really It's really an eye-opening experience when you really learn body language. Everything is a symbol for a deeper meaning, my friend.